You are Locked On Lions, your daily Detroit Lions podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
On a very sunny and hot, steamy, super steamy Wednesday, July 17th and a Thursday, July 18th, this is Locked On Lions on the Locked On Podcast Network. Thanks for tuning in and joining us, everybody. Matt Derry with you, and you can find me on Twitter at Derry Speaks, D-E-R-Y Speaks, and also our Matt Derry Facebook fan page as well. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Locked On Lions 2. Coming up on the program today, we got a lot to discuss. First things first, folks, a week from tomorrow, can you believe this? A week from tomorrow, training camp opens in Allen Park. So you're going to see some veteran players start to trickle in, get workouts in, and etc. before next Thursday, July 25th. But very exciting. We got football right around the corner. I think it's the Cardinals and Broncos have training camps opening either today or tomorrow. This is absolutely crazy. But it's exciting here on this Wednesday. No, it is not Taco Tuesday. If I see that LeBron James Taco Tuesday video one more time. But let me say this. The LeBron James Taco Tuesday videos are more tolerable, and I can at least stomach that, over this new face app thing where everybody looks like they're 80 or 90 years old. That is so annoying already. Anyway, coming up on the program today, is Matthew Stafford's Madden ranking or John Madden Football 2020 rating fair or unfair? We'll explain here on Locked On Lions. Also, we have our fifth and final player to reveal in our top five Lions who could be first-time Pro Bowlers. We'll do that today as well. We've told you about Kenny Golladay. We've mentioned Trey Flowers. We brought up Rick Wagner. And I mentioned Quandre Diggs on Monday. I've got one more Lion that I believe, for our summer list, could be a first-time Pro Bowler. We'll give you that right here on Locked On Lions, which you're listening to, by the way, hopefully. And you can download the brand-new Himalaya podcast app. Find Locked On Lions on Himalaya. And our show today is brought to you by our friends at Blue Chew. It's a chewable like Viagra, but it's better. Go online to Blue Chew, BlueChew.com. So everybody's up in arms. I've gotten some tweets already from people. Oh, can you believe this? Last year he was an 85. He's down to a 79. The other day, the ratings were released for all the Madden player for all the NFL players on the Madden NFL 20 video game. Now, I am not a gamer, so when I talk about this stuff, please be nice. Don't get too mad. Darius Slay's already upset because he was ranked as the ninth highest rated cornerback with an 89 score. But the big story is Matthew Stafford, if you go by Madden rankings or ratings, is tied with Marcus Mariota for 18th when it comes to quarterbacks on Madden. Ahead of him, Patrick Mahomes, Tom Brady, Philip Rivers, Andrew Luck, Russell Wilson, Aaron Rodgers, Matt Ryan, Ben Roethlisberger, Cam Newton, Jared Goff, Baker Mayfield, Deshaun Watson, Carson Wentz, Dak Prescott, Kirk Cousins. You heard me. Kirk Cousins ahead of Matthew Stafford. Derek Carr, Andy Dalton, the Red Rifle, Marcus Mariota, and Matthew Stafford. Stafford is 1 point ahead of Jimmy Garoppolo, 2 points ahead of Nick Foles. So what does this all mean? Well, it means that the people at EA Sports or Madden or whoever puts these games out don't believe that Matthew Stafford should be ranked very high. Don't believe that Matthew Stafford should be rated very high. Last year, he had his lowest passer rating ever, or actually since 2014. We told you the other day, an 89.9. He failed to throw for 4,000 yards for the first time in a full season. But a rating of 79, tying him with the likes of Marcus Mariota, putting him behind the likes of the Bengals' Andy Dalton and the Raiders' Derek Carr, and even 2 full points behind Kirk Cousins, I think is a little ridiculous. Now, I understand it's a video game. It's based on performance. It's based on stats and everything else, and players are up in arms about it. But when you look at where Matthew Stafford is ranked according to Madden, it's pretty low when we're talking starting quarterbacks. And I understand, too, that the game is looking ahead to next season. What type of offense the Lions are going to have, trying to emulate that as much as possible. And again, I'm learning this from you guys, from many of you gamers out there, that Madden is trying to be as real as the real thing, as the actual NFL. But to say he should be behind Kirk Cousins, Derek Carr, and Andy Dalton, and tied with Marcus Mariota is preposterous. It is. Come on. I'll put him behind Baker Mayfield. I will. I think Baker Mayfield is going to be a star. I can't say the same about Matthew Stafford. Dak Prescott at 81, Dak Prescott's beaten Stafford in some big games and has outperformed him. We talked about Russell Wilson the other day and his numbers versus Stafford in the two biggest games those two ever played against each other. The playoff game a couple of years ago in 2016 and last year's Week 7 game, where the Lions needed it at home against Seattle, and all Wilson did was come in and have a passer rating of 158.3, yet Golden Tate said the other day that he thinks Stafford's the best quarterback he's ever played with. No. But 18th and tying him, Marcus Mariota. Does he even throw the football? Anybody watch Tennessee Titan football games? They run the football like 40, 50 times a game. So a rating, a Madden rating of 79 for Matthew Stafford has people up in arms. None too pleased. Darius Slay weighed in. Once again, Madden, you disappointed me. Slay's rating, an 89, as I said before, ninth among cornerbacks. He's the only player in the NFL with at least 30 passes defended and at least 10 interceptions over his last two seasons, yet he's the ninth ranked cornerback. And Darius Slay is not real happy about it. Lions, as a team, ranked 24th. Their team rating is 80. Their highest-rated player is Damon Snacks Harrison, who has a 95 ranking, second best among defensive tackles. Then you've got Darius Slay, Trey Flowers, Marvin Jones, and Kenny Golladay. So your top five Lions on Madden: Snacks, Slay, Trey Flowers, Marvin Jones, and Kenny Golladay, who had an 83 score. Stafford's rating, again, 79. Do you agree with this? Do you think that the Madden people are snubbing Statty Padford? Or is this what he deserves based on his performance last year? I'm sorry, but Mariota, Dalton, and Carr and Cousins ahead of him are a joke. And whether you're a Stafford apologist or not, or a Stafford basher, or you're somewhere in the middle, you've got to be realistic here. The guy played with a broken back toward the end of last season. He played with a broken system for all of the season. And for the second half of the season last year, once all of his weapons were gone, Marvin Jones was hurt. Golden Tate was traded. They had no tight ends. Kerryon Johnson was out. Of course, Matt Stafford's numbers were going to dip. And I'm not making excuses for him. He's got to be better. Got to be better. And this is the year I think he gets better under Daryl Bevel. And I think the offense will look much more balanced and much more exciting with the addition of all the tight ends, a healthy Marvin Jones, a healthy Kerryon Johnson, some depth at running back, and improvement on the offensive line. Another year together for four of these five guys. We'll see what happens at right guard. But I don't agree with the Matt Stafford rating of 79. I think that is a little bit ridiculous, to say the least. All right? I don't want to talk to you about Blue Chew, folks. Remember the days when you were always ready to go in the bedroom? Now you can increase your performance, get that extra confidence in the sack by going to BlueChew.com. That's blue like the color, BlueChew.com. Blue Chew brings you the first chewable with the same FDA-approved active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis. So, you know, it works. You can take them anytime, day or night, even on a full stomach, and since they're chewable, they work up to twice as fast as a pill. So you can be ready whenever an opportunity arises. If you could benefit from extra function and more confidence when it counts in the bedroom, Blue Chew is the fast, easy way to enhance your performance. All you got to do is go to BlueChew.com. All right? A lot of you talk a good game, but Blue Chew can help you out. It helps you with the follow-through. It's prescribed online, shipped straight to your door in a discreet package. So no in-person doctor's visits, no waiting at the pharmacy, no more awkwardness, all right? Blue Chew prepares and ships direct because they're made right here in the great U.S. of A., and they're cheaper than a pharmacy. Right now, special deal for our Locked On Lions listeners. Go to BlueChew.com. Get your first shipment free when you use our promo code LOCKEDON. That's L-O-C-K-E-D-O-N, Locked On. Just pay $5 in shipping. Again, that's Blue, B-L-U-E, Chew.com. Promo code Locked On, just to try it free for the first time. Blue Chew is the better, cheaper, faster choice. And we thank them for sponsoring Locked On Lions. All right, back in the podcast here for this Wednesday into Thursday. Hope everybody's having a fantastic day here. We wanted to get you to our next, to our list, and continue to update it. We've mentioned four players that we believe could be first-time Detroit Lions Pro Bowlers this coming season. Matt Prater, Matthew Stafford, Don Muehlbach, Darius Slay do not count. They've all been in the Pro Bowl before. This would be a list of the five guys that I think could break out this year and make the Pro Bowl team for the NFC. We started off with Kenny Golladay, brought up Trey Flowers, added Rick Wagner, and on Monday I talked about Quandre Diggs, who I think is going to have a big season at strong safety. Today I think this one is a no-brainer, but it comes with a caveat. He's got to be on the field. He's got to be at training camp. He's got to be at practice. Could there be a holdout? You know who I'm talking about. The pride of New Iberia, Louisiana, 6'3", 355 pounds, 30 years of age, Damon Snacks Harrison. The Lions defensive tackle, unhappy with his contract. He's making $6.5 million this year and $9 million next year. But with 2 years left on his deal, and with all the money being thrown around this league, including Grady Jarrett making around, what did I see yesterday, $20 million a year? Snacks Harrison believes he is underpaid and wants a new contract. He missed mandatory minicamp, and you haven't even seen him in Allen Park this entire offseason. But the defensive tackle, when we talk about on the field, is an absolute just wrecking ball. And if you want to talk about Bob Quinn and you want to take shots at the maestro, the Lions general manager, for all that he's done, the one move you got to believe is fantastic was on October 24th of last year when he traded a conditional fifth-round pick to the Giants to get Damon Snacks Harrison. All Snacks did last year was change the complexion of the entire Lions run defense. In the pre-Harrison era of football, weeks 1 through 7 last year, the Lions were 26th against the run. All right? Harrison arrived weeks 8 through 17. The Lions defense ranked 2nd in team run defense grade, 5th in successful run play percentage allowed. Think about that. They went from 26th, as Pro Football Focus calls it, team run defense grade, 69.0, to 2nd, 91.7. Snacks has been ranked the Pro Football Focus Run Defender of the Year the last 4 years running. Where was this? I saw this. This is all PFF. Harrison's stellar production also had a positive effect on the team's run defense. On early downs, Detroit allowed a successful play on 33.1% of its run defense snaps on first and second downs in week 1 through 7, second highest mark of any NFL team in a 7-week span. Weeks 8 through 17, Detroit's early down run defense ranked 8th in successful play percentage, allowing 24.2%. So they were 31st and went to 8th. So Damon Snacks Harrison to make the Pro Bowl, it would be difficult to do because there are good defensive tackles out there. There are guys like Kansas City Chiefs, Chris Jones, and I'm talking about around the entire league, not just NFC, who have higher war metrics than Snacks Harrison because Snacks goes out of the game on third downs. He's mostly a two-down player, okay? But he still finished, according to Pro Football Focus, as the 8th best defensive tackle at his position for all three downs. Most run stops since 2013, 254 for Snacks Harrison. The next highest rated guy is Akeem Hicks of the Bears with 175. Think about that. So run stops, run stop percentage, run defender of the year, all of these marks hit by Damon Snacks Harrison certainly have him in the discussion. You'd have to say that for the possibility of making the Pro Bowl next season. I don't think there's any doubt about it. He's got that opportunity. The question remains with the Lions and, you know, what they're going to do. Will they pay him more money? Will he get a new contract? This off season, or I'm saying this fall, this summer, or will he be home waiting for the phone to ring? This is a tricky proposition. I don't want to get into the contract. The man signed a deal, a five-year deal with the Giants 3 years ago. I'm one for saying honor it, but I do also look at the player's situation. And if you're talking about other guys now making between $15 and $20 million a year, and Snacks is making six this year and nine next, he's grossly underpaid. As far as defensive tackles in the Pro Bowl for the NFC, we'll give you that list as to whom Snacks Harrison would have to beat out for this season. And we'll do that next. You're listening to Locked On Lions on the Locked On Podcast Network. And please download the new Himalaya Podcast app. All right, welcome back. So who would Damon Snacks Harrison of the Lions have to leapfrog in order to get a Pro Bowl nod this coming season? Well, we know this. The best player in the NFL is a defensive tackle. And that would be Aaron Donald of the LA Rams, who resides in the National Football Conference. To sit here and tell you that, oh, Snacks could beat out Aaron Donald, that's not happening. All right? Also, starter on the Pro Bowl team last year from the NFC in a defensive tackle role, Fletcher Cox from the Philadelphia Eagles, who has been there before and is absolutely a fantastic player. We mentioned Akeem Hicks before, a very good defensive tackle who was a reserve from the Bears last year on the NFC Pro Bowl team. As far as the alternates, there were two last year, DeForest Buckner of the 49ers, who gets to the quarterback and makes for a pretty good run stopper, and Kawan Short of the Carolina Panthers. Those two guys are pretty good players. All right, I don't think you could argue with, you know, ripping on a guy like Kawan Short, who in just, four or five years now in the NFL, Short got in 2014, has accumulated, I just had it a minute ago, Kawan Short is a two-time Pro Bowler, an alternate, and has 32.5 sacks for his career. You look at Snacks Harrison's stats, the sacks, he has just 9. And that is sometimes a problem because when players are voting, fans are voting, coaches are voting, whoever's voting for the Pro Bowl rosters, they look at the easy numbers. Oh, you're a defensive lineman, how many sacks did you have? But again, look at the numbers that count, especially for a defensive tackle and a run stopper like a Damon Harrison. 254 run stops since 2013. Run defense grade last year of 94. 46 run stops. 16% run stop percentage. He also led all qualifying interior D linemen in the percentage of run defense snaps played, where he was the first to make contact with the ball carrier. 21.18%. Johnson, the ball carrier. So, pretty impressive numbers for Damon Snacks Harrison. And a guy I think should be this season if he's there, if they work out a contract, whatever. Deserves some consideration for the Pro Bowl. He's the highest rated Lion, by the way, on Madden as well. So there you go. All right, so there's my list of five players that I believe can be first-time Pro Bowlers this coming season on the Detroit Lions. Kenny Golladay, Trey Flowers, Rick Wagner, Quandre Diggs, and Damon Snacks Harrison. If I had to pick one and say there is one guy that would make it, or if I had to, like, you know, gun to my head or had to make a bet with somebody, Galladay, Flowers, Wagner, Diggs, or Harrison. I'd probably pick Trey Flowers. I'd probably say he's the closest thing. Based on past history, based on breakout year, reputation, coming from the Patriots, making a lot of money, maybe coming up big as a pass rusher. I'd probably put Trey Flowers number one on the list. But I think I made a pretty good argument for Damon Snacks Harrison, too. No question about it. All right, that'll do it for Locked On Lions for today, Wednesday, July 17th, and the Thursday, July 18th. Tomorrow, we are 1 week away. 1 week away from training camp. Unbelievable. Locked On Lions today brought to you by the Himalaya Podcast app and our friends at Blue Chew. Check them out at Blue Chew, BLUE, chew.com.